So within 24 hours of residents contacting the Nolan Show in the Ballyduff estate, it was agreed that a bonfire would be moved in that local area, compromise between local residents and those who were building it. After we highlighted the fears there about the size and the location of the bonfire, organisers did agree to move it. But it seems it's not just Newton Abbey where people have concerns. We've been contacted by people living in Derry, stroke Londonderry, in Portadown, and they all have one thing in common. They're just too frightened to speak up. We sent Lisa McAllister along to the Ballycraigie estate in Antrim to talk to residents there.
The oil tank sitting there roughly, I would say, maybe 50 feet at the very most from where the bonfire is actually going to be, you know, is located at the minute. Say, I've had to stand now basically with a garden hose on the 11th night to try and, you know, keep things cool, you know, stop things from melting, as say. It's basically keeping your property secure.
If we just walk over to the oil tank here and have a wee look at just how close the bonfire actually is.
Mm-hmm. At most 50 feet. By the time the bonfire is maybe 60, 70, 80 feet high, and by the time the tyres catch fire and everything else catches fire, the heat, basically standing here, you could be standing here in a pair of shorts and a T-shirt and you think you're on a foreign holiday.
And where we're standing now in front of the oil tank, it's right beside your coal shed. Mm-hmm. What has happened here in previous years? What measures have you had to take to protect these?
Well, basically, I've had to actually climb up on top of the shed roof itself and stand with a garden hose and hose it down because of the heat that's actually coming from it has actually started to melt the top of the coal shed roof itself. And I say, even the likes of standing on the coal shed roof with the PVC running up the side of the house as well, on up the side of the roof, standing with garden hose, trying to hose it down, because it says as soon as the heat hits out there, you can automatically see basically the smoke coming from it, so you can't. And I say the legs of the PVC has been replaced up the side of the house and at the back of the property as well, along with the drain pipes as well too. That's all had to be replaced because of the bonfire.
Have you had to pay for that?
Yes, we paid for it ourselves. We paid roughly about, all told, it was working out about £600 that we had to fork out of our own pockets because of the heat.
Looking at this year's bonfire, because of this breakdown in the bonfire protocol, there seemed to be an awful lot more tyres placed on bonfires this year.
Yes.
Are you concerned when you look at the number of tyres there at the moment? Because it looks like there are more tyres than pallets.
I am indeed, yes. I am indeed, because at the end of the day, you know, there's truck tyres there, there's tractor tyres, there's car tyres, there's tyres there from probably any vehicle, you know, that would currently be on the road at the minute, I say. But at the end of the day, the thing about it is that's bothering us is because there's more and more tyres coming. Where these tyres are coming from, nobody knows. Everybody's basically scared to ask where the tyres are coming from, because at the end of the day, if they ask, they're going to become a target. At the end of the day, that's what a lot of residents around here, they're all concerned about it, so they are, and they know at the end of the day, because of the slogans that have been put up in certain places of the Ballycraigie estate, that if the tyres are removed, they'll become targets.
We saw some slogans today, no cash for culture, mm-hmm. and anyone caught removing tyres will be targeted. Does that make you frightened to speak up?
It does, yes. It does indeed. Because at the end of the day, you know, okay, yes, I have lived in this house now for roughly about 8 years. You know, the people that are standing down there that are burning night after night, you don't know who they are, you don't know where they've came from. You're too scared to go down there and say something to them, because next thing you know, you can end up getting a digging, or you can end up getting a brick through your window, or you could get something done to your car or something done to your property. You just don't know. So every day you are living in fear.
You're a resident here as well, and you can see clearly how close the bonfire is to the houses. How worried are you this year?
Well, I'm extremely worried, because for the simple reason is, I don't know, it's getting higher and higher, and we just don't know what will happen. and our houses could be burned. And I live alone, so it's extremely worrying. Lucky I have all my neighbours, but other than that, it's the smoke and all the dirt that goes with it. You're walking it out and into your carpets. You can't hang out your washing. And that bonfire not be cleared for a week.
Do you feel that you could go to the people who are building that bonfire and collecting for it and tell them of your concerns for your home?
I certainly would not. I'd be more worried about getting my windows broken. And I don't really think that all of the people who are building that fire really live here, because I've heard they're coming from other districts. So why can't they build in their own districts? They don't have to come here. But they seem to be a law unto themselves, and none of the statutory bodies seem to want to help us. We have been let down for years here. I have tried many times before, and it's a waste of time.
You're another resident then, and there's a real sense that people are just frightened to speak up.
They are frightened around here because they don't know where or if they're going to get their place damaged or not. You know, if people go and approach them, you got abuse.
What's it been like for you in previous years?
A nightmare, total nightmare, trying to keep the place tidy. Unreal, what we have to live with. From April, start of April, this is all going on.
And there clearly are some slogans daubed on walls warning people against removing tires, etc. Does that make you wary of speaking up, of asking them to move it or asking them not to burn tires on it?
No, it is. You can't really say anything to them because you know you're going to be targeted.
So who can you turn to?
I don't know. Nobody's prepared to help anybody here.
Well, that's Lisa McAllister bringing us that report this morning. In a statement, Andrew Burgh Council says it's been working through the bonfire subgroup for a number of years to ensure the community can celebrate its culture and identity. They say for the most part, this work has been very successful. The number of tires, hazardous materials and bonfires being significantly reduced, which has contributed to improving the environment. That's all fair. Look, that's all fair enough. But who do people actually turn to? Which statutory body do they turn to? And let's talk about the elephant in the room here. The statutory bodies. The big, big, big powerhouse that is government, whoever it is, the officials. Are they afraid to go anywhere near all of these bonfires? Is that actually what's happening? So is the rule of the street overwhelming the rule of law? Is that what's happening? 0845 955 678. And what are these residents, no matter where they are, what do they do? Who can they pick up the phone to beyond this radio station? And I said it the other day, and I'll say it again. This is not. So let's not waste any time with any of this nonsense about, you know, is this an infringement, or are we trying to start to question people celebrating their tradition or their background? Nothing to do with it. What we're talking about here is what do people do if they are frightened about their own homes? If they're frightened about their house literally being burnt down? If they're frightened about a fire hazard? If they're frightened about children in the local area being seriously hurt? Who do they turn to?